Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But really quickly, this is important to me, and I know a lot of people in town. TJ Oshie today, who is an American-born hockey superstar of U.S. fame in Sochi, where he over and over again shot in a shootout.
One of the coolest sporting events I've ever seen.
It was amazing. That was before he became a Capital. At the time, he was just a little boy with the St. Louis Blues. He comes to the Caps. He's been the heart and soul of the team ever since. He is quite literally, and I don't mean this, Danny, in some figurative, silly sense, like he has given his body to this organization, laying out in front of pucks, basically being pushed off the ice at times because he can't skate or walk. He played through a broken hand as the team was being swept and eliminated the other night in Game 4. His back locks up on him so badly that he can't move. He can't lift up his kids. He can't get up to go to the bathroom. He's going in bottles. And it happened a few times this year where he would be out of the lineup for weeks on end, and he would get basically fixed by a doctor or someone who would, you know, get his back right, and then it would lock up again, or he'd take a hit, and it would be bad again. So he was asked today about his future at cleanout day with the Capitals after they were eliminated. And listen to what TJ Oshie said about the possibility of retirement.
In your mind, you're playing next year.
In my mind, I mean, it would be hard for me to ever for sure say that that I'm stepping away from the game. So, you know, I'd love to play next year, but it will need to be I will need to come back with somewhat of a guarantee that my back won't be. You know, it's hard putting everyone through this the situation. Yeah. From my family at home to the team trying to figure out a lineup to young guys getting called up and going down. So I'd like to find an answer and a fix to the problem before I make another run at it.
I mean, he's missed a ton of games with injuries throughout his career. He plays so hard, and he's so physically, and he's not that big. But there was a time where he would miss 12, 13 games over the course of the year. The last 4 years, it's more like 20 to 30 games. In stretches, 10 here, 12 there, 15 there, whatever it is. And this season, he missed 30 games, and the back was a major, major problem. But I don't know what you heard listening to that clip. Tarik El-Bashir asks him, in your mind, you're playing, and he basically says, I'm never going to tell you I'm not playing. I'm not going to say those words.
Yeah, I want to do it.
I'd prefer to play if I can get some guarantee that they can miraculously and magically heal my back. But at 37, he'll be 38 at the end of next year. To me, I hear that, and I think we probably have seen TJ Oshie play his last game.
There's a great chance. It reminds me a lot of Ryan Zimmerman. And what people didn't know to the degree of this is the stuff that Zim had to do just to get back on the field and be himself. Because like when you're young, you show up, you lift your weights or your exercise, do whatever, you stretch, you go play 9 innings, it's fine. As the years went on, the injuries piled up, and then sort of that endless, meticulous, draining, pain in the butt stuff just to get back on the field, or in Oshie's case, ice, becomes so unfun and so miserable that it steals the joy away from playing to a degree. So there's no change in loving baseball in Zim's case or hockey in Oshie's case. The guy loves it. You can clearly tell. You have to peel him off the ice with a spatula. The deal is, though, in order to get to that point where you can be yourself, where you can play again, the mountain just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger with age.
Totally.
It becomes that hard.
25 goals 4 times, but I don't think that really tells the story. I go back to heart and soul. You know, he was mm-hmm. Ovechkin has been the captain. He wears the C. He's the greatest goal scorer to ever live. He's the guy in the prime of his career, especially. Obviously, Ovi was pointless in these 4 games and had just the 5 shots and really got shut down in the playoffs for the first time ever against the Rangers. But Ovi has been the automatic offense and the face of the program. And you wear the C when you're the guy that has led to an entire city falling in love with the sport and kids all over the city taking up hockey in a way that they never had before. TJ Oshie is the catalyst, the spark plug, the guy that, to use a hockey parlance, I guess, like, is dragging the boys into battle over and over and over again. And the way he plays, like, my mom watches every Caps game, is a huge Caps fan. She loves TJ Oshie. I don't think my mom's going to go scouting defensemen in Canada anytime soon and can point out who is better on their edges and skates well and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, she points to TJ Oshie and goes, that guy gives you everything he's got. And I think anyone who's ever watched the Caps or ever mm-hmm. watched him, you see that, you respect that, you revere that. 77, if in fact this is his final game, hang it from the rafters next year. You know, it's that kind of impact, in my opinion, on this organization at the most critical juncture for this franchise when they won their Stanley Cup, which they don't win without him. You don't need to retire every sweater from that team. I'm not suggesting that. 8 and 19 are going to be up there. I think 77 of the rest is kind of next in line for me, with all apologies to the guy that, you know, won the Conn Smythe. Evgeny Kuznetsov and Alex Ovechkin were the two that competed for that. And Ovi ended up winning it, but I think Kuzi, in my mind, was kind of the best player on the run and was my Conn Smythe in a way. Wilson, heart and soul guy, will be the next captain, obviously. He'll carry the mantle forward post Ovechkin. But there's only one Oshie. There's only one guy like that. You see it. How his teammates react, how they reacted to him playing his 1,000th game this year, which he wasn't sure he was going to get to because of the injuries, how they reacted, you know, fighting back tears after the game when he got to score the game winner to push him into the playoffs, mm-hmm. when his father tragically, you know, passed away and lost his fight. Like, so many different benchmarks where you just see how much these guys love him. And I don't want to pretend like I know him well. I've interacted with him several times around town over the years. But you could just tell that everyone who does know him and is in his life, like, thinks the world of the guy.
I think it's incredibly well said. So if you look at sort of just the points resume, because if you're trying to quantify that, you know, 20th all-time in points behind guys like, you know, Scott Stevens and Kevin Hatcher and Dave Christian and the like, the TJ Oshie isn't just the assist or isn't just the goal or isn't just the, you know, the penalty shootout or the move here or there. This is the cliched thing, right? The same way that Scott McLuhan used to talk about, what do you want? I want football players. That's a hockey player. What do you need? What's the winning play in the moment? It's the blocked shot. It's finishing the check. It's the grinded out forecheck. It's hustling for a puck, to take away potential icing. It's the body in front of the net. It's the guy in the bumper spot. It's the guy that makes the pass that maybe scores the goal, as he did to send him to the postseason this year. It's what the team needs. This is a winning player. And his impact, I think, again, very well said by you, was always greater than, say, the point total or, you know, some of the minutes played. I mean, he's on the penalty kill as a guy that's such a gifted forward who could do so much offensively, just did everything possible to help the team win every time he puts a sweater on. That's a pretty big deal. And I think, folks, if you watch the Caps enough, you know who 77 is, you know what he's about. As you said, heart and soul of the team. I mean, obviously the engine has always been Ovi, and it should be, a guy that's the leader that, you know, early in his career, throwing his weight around, scoring goals, doing stuff we hadn't seen before, put it on the map here. That's your heart and soul. That's the guy that, you know, before his body started to betray him, who's going to give me 100% tonight? Bet you 77 does, you know? And that's kind of who he was, and that's the legacy, if indeed this is it.
Look, he may play next season. I hope whatever he wants, he deserves. These guys have given everything. And so I can look at it and go, at this point, with his body breaking down on him and the way that this thing has trended, you know, you get a bunch of money cleared up and maybe you can go get goal scoring or whatever. And If Backstrom's off the books, long-term IR, and if Oshie's off the books, long-term IR, that's 17-18% of your salary cap right there, where they could pretty quickly add to the kids, to LaPierre and Mareshnichenko, and add some firepower with Ovechkin. And I mean, you could pretty quickly see them get a lot better offensively in one offseason. But at what cost? A cost, I guess. Like, to me, I want Oshie to go out on his own terms, whatever that is. If he wants to come back and try one more time, go for it, man. But I, after listening to that today, based on all the stuff I was hearing down the stretch, I think there's a very real possibility he steps away.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.